WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. I heard you in there, Sam. Good morning, WRWB 49. Morning, Mike. Yep, good morning. Well, the little four-wheeler went home last night in the Dixie Chopper. A couple more things and I'm all caught up. Well, there you go. No, that's good. We had to pull the rear end approach today on the big four-wheeler. It's a Polaris 1000. Seems up on our lower control arm bushings in the rear. You can grab the tire and literally move it right to left. Yep, that's not good. Bushings are here. I just got to get them in. I got it back on the table now. Got it all switched around yesterday. No, alright. I didn't even hear the wife's alarm this morning. I was tired when I went to bed last night. I was up at 2 yesterday. I didn't go to bed till 12 last night. I didn't hear the alarm. I woke up, man, to the door opening, her bringing me coffee. Well, that was nice of her. I'm usually up making her coffee because she's got to get out the door, you know. Yeah, right. Usually, yeah, that's what you always say, you know. I asked her, I said, did I even buzz when your alarm went off? Did I even hear your alarm? She said, nope, you were out. I don't get up with her alarm anyway, so I'm usually up before she even thinks to wake up. Yeah, Roger. What time you headed out today? Around 7. Yeah. Well, I guess WSHN 738 sleeping in this morning. That would be a rare occasion. Yeah, right. The battery's got something else going on.
Hi, good morning, WSHM 738. Just got a few minutes here, I'm going to jump in the shower. I heard Sam and I heard Mike in there. Good morning.
Morning. Yep, good morning. Must be heading out early, huh?
No, I'm just going to get in the shower on time. You know, what I call on time anyways.
Yeah, I got you. Alrighty, we'll be here.
I got a few minutes and we'll finish my coffee here, so. See, Mike, all I had to do is talk about the taxes, and I see they're about to put the money in my account, I guess, you know, I mean, probably today. Electronically, it's in there. You can see it's an upcoming transaction, and it usually means, you know, they have to be there this morning to bring it on in, I guess. I don't know. You know, authorize it or whatever. So they just talked about it and it came in.
Yeah, that was pretty fast.
Direct deposit usually is, I'm trying to think. That was a noisy young key. Did something happen there?
Yeah, it's called a little QRM in your coffee.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I knew it was a uncharacteristic sound, Aunt Keith, so I was wondering what was going on there. That's how you upset them, just talk about money, Mike, evidently. Look, I'm not a selfish guy. We'll just, you know, I try to help people out. Want some money back at the end of the year? Get a job.
Yep, that's it. Anyway, man, that's what that noise was. It was, somebody was, you know, mixing in there with you.
I expect nothing less out of them. Well, you heard the one guy yelling out here like a banshee that was stopping anybody from talking a few days ago that caused this machine to get shut off. That kind of mentality that's losing it out here. Going to get it all shut down one day. Remember, it's just me. They just jammed me, Mike. They just jammed me.
They jam everybody out here. It doesn't have to be you. It could be me. It could be Sam. It could be Jack. Anybody. They just do it just to do it.
You're going against his narrative, or their narrative. And shame on that guy. He's a ham operator. And you know what? He's even worse on the ham band, so why would I expect anything better here?
Yeah.
What's the best lawnmower today there? I think I'm not going to buy electric because I'm going to buy a lawnmower just to do the front grass. I don't feel like I want to drive on it since I redid all that dirt and sod. What do you think, Sam? Engine-powered Toro?
You know, for a homeowner, Paul, the Toro Time Master is a nice machine for a homeowner. People are using them for commercial and they're not so nice.
Yeah, it's not going to be commercials, it's going to be for home, so really light-duty service, and actually probably not even cutting all the grass, just front, you know what I mean? That's it. Like I told the judge, yeah, I did talk about cutting my grass that morning. I do it a second time in front with a different lawnmower later in the day. And that one I didn't announce, but somebody sure knew it. There's the jammers! That's the truth, Judge! How did they know that? Stalking, that's how they knew. Anyways, alright, I ain't decided what I'm going to buy yet, but now look at those Time Masters. They make a 30-inch Time Master. It looks really nice, but I'm not sure what kind of engines they're putting on them. There you go, jammers. Just keep jamming. Just keep jamming. It's what you do. For $35, you get 10 years worth of jamming.
That one was free.
It could be, but some of them paid $35 to do it.
I think that one's RL. first initials?
R.L.
Yeah, lives on R Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, remember he bought a shoebox full of them and handed them out.
That's who it is, I'm telling you. He's out of bed. He's already been running his mouth. I'm quite sure it's him.
Nothing would surprise me. He's about to miss it, too. You're right. In that case, it would be free because he didn't pay $35 for the license. Somebody just gave him a $25 bullfang.
Exactly.
Pre-programmed because they wouldn't know how to do it. But that seems a little stronger than an HT, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's not HG.
All right, well, I got to get in the shower anyways. I got a job to go to. I'll be back.
See you. Pathetic. Nothing better to do than to get out of bed and waste your time on shame on it. WSHF 567.
Yep. WRWB 49. Yeah. Well, you expect more or expect less?
I can't wait till a few of them don't wake up anymore. That's just my opinion.
Just hang on. They're getting up that age.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't have a job and you only get paid once a month and you're on a fixed income.
I'm on a fixed income, but I make it happen.
You do, I give you that. All right, I'll be back. WSHM 738.
Right, right. You do, but I'm talking about the ones that just sit around all day and do nothing. Don't even try to do anything.
Mama do it.
Yeah, mom or the government.
Okay, I'm getting special weather statements for St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
Yeah, let's hear it.
They're not sure whether or not somebody's going to get a job. They're holding out hope. It could be a three-year El Nino. Anyways, where you at, Mike? Get these statements, these weather statements from St. Clair Shores. It has something to do with my mom's house over there. I don't know how I got registered for it, but I'm getting all these St. Clair Shores, like anytime there's a lost cat or mosquito moving in the area or bad weather. It always comes in from St. Clair Shores for some reason. Via email.
WRWB at 49. Yeah, I hear you guys in there.
Why, you knew it was us because we weren't swearing?
Well, yes, and both of you guys have reliable transportation.
Well, thank you.
Going on 5 years with this van.
That's a good thing.
To punch out the rear sides up high and put them plexiglass bubbled windows in.
What, I call it a G20?
No, just, you know, that was a thing of the 70s, man, and shag carpeting inside and all that.
I had a Ford van that had shag carpeting and bubble windows you're speaking of.
Yeah, what year was it?
70-something.
There you go.
Well, the reason why it said G20 is that was the most popular one they did that to, was the Chevy G20 van, which they built from, what, 74 to 95?
Yeah, you need to get one of those, Sam, and jam it up your mom's driveway.
I wish I could jam it up mom's driveway. She don't have one no more.
Yeah, they're saying these electric lawnmowers, they work okay, but they really just don't have the suction to pull that grass up so the blades cut them. They say the gas lawnmowers are much better that way.
Gas is much better any way you look at it. They give you runtime on them, Paul?
Well, I mean, you can option them out different ways, you know, different amp-hour batteries, right? So, I mean, that's a moving target.
Yeah, well, what are they saying you get, on a full charge on a battery? Do you get an acre? Do you get 2 acres? Do you get a yard? I mean, what do you get to cut on one battery?
Again, it depends on the battery you buy, right? They all have different size batteries. You can get a 12-amp-hour battery, a 10, a 6, a 4. It just depends, right? So I actually don't know. You know, Sam, I never really drew the line between amp hours and for a given lawnmower. And, there's a lot of variables involved. Is it a 30-inch cut, you know, twin blade, single blade, you know? That's a moving target across the line by battery and power of the electric motor, right? So it's tough to get it all. You have to look at each model, right, and what size battery you're putting in it. I would never get anything with just one battery, though, I'll tell you that. You'd always want one on ice.
Right.
You don't want to be stopped dead in the water in the middle of cutting your grass and waiting 4 hours for the thing to charge. You know, so I think I would opt for it. As much as I'd like to go electric just for it, I just think gas is probably the better option.
Gas is the better option.
Yeah, and then, you know, Briggs & Stratt, you know, they quit building their engines a long time ago. Some other foreign company took them over, so I don't know. I trust those.
They still run as good as they ever did.
Have you seen current models? So you're basing it on the last couple of years? Because they've been bought out a few years ago, actually. I think by a Chinese company or something.
Well, I work on all the latest and greatest, you know, Toros, Time Masters, you know, you name it, and they all got that Briggs & Stratton engine on it. They all run pretty good.
And they're fairly new?
Yep.
Okay.
The problem is, the prices they want for these lawnmowers is crazy expensive these days.
Well, you can get in for a fairly decent one, I think, for about $500.
Time Master started out at a grand.
Yeah, I think $1,500, $1,600 if you get a 30-incher.
That was electric start.
Do you know, at a grand, does it come with somebody to cut it to?
Well, that's all on you.
I don't think I like that idea.
For a yard like yours, a Time Master would be good for your yard. I know what kind of yard you've got. I've seen it. And, yeah, it would work real good in your yard.
Yeah, I got a fairly nice sized backyard, too, actually.
I said,
the final, operations done. I'll be back. 7:38.
And I'm on blades. I sharpen the blades pretty sharp, so I accidentally got myself, didn't know it.
Roger, all right. I'm going to jump in the car here in a few. WSHM 738.
WSHM 567, hurry up already.
Where's that WSBG 754? Are you out there this morning?
I was just thinking, I think the amount of yards you can cut on a battery-operated lawnmower is determined by whether you walk or you run. WSBG 754.
Yeah, see, there's another variable, Sam.
Turn around and go get your watch.
I'll keep on doing what I'm doing and keep on using what I'm using.
They say them electric ones, they make Toro electric too. They're called time wasters because you have to do it again. They don't cut evenly. Go ahead, Charlie. Good morning.
Yeah, I'll stick with my gas lawnmower. It's been running pretty good for, I don't know, I've had it for a while. Does a good job. I do need to sharpen the blade, though.
Take your index finger and make a knuckle and look at your knuckle. That's how them blades look that I just sharpened yesterday. They were completely rounded.
What the hell are they mowing, rocks?
I'll tell you, it looked like it.
It wasn't cutting it, it was just ripping it out of the yard.
Exactly it, man. Just stomping it down, that's all it was doing.
What kind of lawnmower does Charlie have?
I think mine's a Troy built. But I'm pretty sure it's a Troy built, self-propelled bagger, basic mower.
Alright, very good. I like the Toro products, but believe it or not, don't laugh at me, I got a leaf blower, I have a still, but a gas one, but last year I bought the biggest, baddest Toro electric leaf blower, and I'll tell you what, that thing works great, I have to say, a lot quieter. Does good with the snow because it doesn't warm up the snow. It's really a good one. It's like $350, but it's good.
I bought a brand new steel blower and a steel weed whacker when I worked at Viz. I got that employee discount, so.
Now, the problem with electric is you have a you have to have enough batteries, and man, I'll tell you what, buy them out of the gate, you know, because you got to buy them independently later. You know, for a nice size, heavy duty battery that lasts a while, and they're rated in amp hours for a given product at a certain voltage. I mean, they get a lot of money on them batteries.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with the electric power cord, 100-foot cord. I've had my 100-foot extension cord for, geez, I bet over 30 years. And it's never failed me yet.
Doesn't seem much like work. What happened to the rain? How come it's dry out here?
Been spotting some lightning here a little bit to the west.
Hey, look at the price of gas. Cash, $3.69. Did them boats finally come in? They did promise us 20 boats from Iran full of fuel oil. They must have showed up at the shoreline over here. Give it another day to drop. I'll be putting some more gas in today when I get home.
Yeah, I topped off at 367 yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was just 390 yesterday or the day before for sure, so it's coming down. I'm telling you. We better go over to the Lake St. Clair shoreline. I think those Iranian boats showed up.
I think at the end of the week I'll fill it up again. My wife does Myers all the time with those point deals or whatever. And I think she's got enough to do a dollar off a gallon right now. Up to 30 gallons, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I mean, you know, that's a tank of gas of yesteryear prices. I went to Big Boys yesterday. They wanted $59 for a strawberry Belgium waffle. I said, why is it so much? They said they get their strawberries from Iran.
You owe me coffee. I just spit mine.
Oh, Val, what you know?
I know it's nice to see 66 degrees at 5:30 in the morning, I can tell you that.
Yeah, this is true. These are nice temperatures for sure. So much so I took my vehicle yesterday and hit it with a quarter car wash, which it needed as bad. And then after it dried out, I went outside and cleaned all my windows, at least the external ones, with Windex. I can actually see. So much so, the way it was for months and months all through the winter, I actually canceled my eye appointment today.
Yeah, I could use a good detail clean on this thing. Needs a good hand wash, interior clean after the winter.
Well, we're getting to that point. We'll do that pretty soon here. I see some flashing to the southwest. Oh, what's going on over there? Is there some storms way out there somewhere?
Yeah, we're supposed to get storms today.
Oh, you know, I'm seeing lightning. Yeah, it's happening too frequent to the southwest. You're seeing flashes at the horizon there, lighting up the sky, so. Oh, there it is. I seen a bolt of lightning there. Clear as day. Huh.
Hope it knocks the power out here so we can go home.
Be nice, right? I think they said we were supposed to be raining till 1 o'clock around here today, I guess. There's some big thunder boomers. Yeah, I
it's pretty active out that way. Where'd Mike go?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys. I'm just getting ready for work and stuff.
Alright, just checking on you. It's been pretty quiet there.
Yeah, I'm gonna duck out of here, finish up. I'll catch you guys later. WRWB 49.
Alright, see you. Good morning. Catch you this afternoon, Mike. See ya.
Yeah, later, fellas.
See you to the weekend.
See you later, Mike. Yeah,
yay. You don't get money. I know we talked about this, and forgive me because I just don't remember, but you don't get Monday off too, do you? No, no. Get Friday off. Good Friday. Gotta work Monday. That's kind of the standard. Yeah, he was all teased up the other day. He came to me and he says, you realize we only work one Friday all April? I said, I sure enough do. He didn't like that, man. He's not the owner. I mean, I don't get it. It is what it is. He gets it off, too. He wants to go and he can work. He can give him his time for free. He hates our 980 schedule, man. He hates it when we're off every other Friday. I say, but dude, you still get your 80 hours in 2 weeks. So what's the difference? He says, and he goes to his numbers. Statistically, you don't start getting people doing anything until 15 minutes after the start time. And then they start shutting down early and, you know, to get out of here if their machine's going to run past the end time. I'm like, what, we have an afternoon shift, so it's running all the time until they go home. Well, but, you know, you just, when it's like on Thursdays when or Fridays and they're not working, oh, on the Fridays that we do work. I goes, how come you don't have a problem when we're working 44 hours 1 week and then you have a problem when we're only working 36 the next?
You must be getting some kind of bonus off production or something. That's something I can figure. But, yeah, they say, actually, the experts say that you're more efficient working a 10-hour day for 4 days than you are 8-hour days for five. That's what they say.
Well, I told them I beg to differ on that because the kids in my department, right at 6 o'clock, they're turning on machines and going to work. Can't say that for the other departments, but in my department, the kids are on the floor at 6 a.m., machines turned on.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. There's always some guy to nitpick something somewhere, so he's probably not unique in that respect, I guess. All right, Charlie, I see it's your magic moment in time in the morning here. You have a good day, and we'll catch you later.
Yeah, about time to go make the coffee. All right, Paul, drive safe. Catch you later or tomorrow, one way or the other. You too, Sam. Have a good day. WSBT 754.
You too, Charlie. WSHF 5 monitor.
All right, Charlie. WSHM 738, Worker B Mobile. I'm going to look today to get a chance at some point. Sam, I'm going to look at them. What'd you say they were, Toro? Time choppers?
Time master.
Yeah, that's I get some guy pulled out of some driveway of some restaurant. He's got his nose an eighth inch out into the right lane. right in the lane I'm moving forward on and approaching him, like, and he doesn't even have the gall to back up. Now there is some kind of imbecile. I tell you what, Sam, people are stupid.
Only getting worse, Paul.
Seems to be that way. Oh man, there are some big lightning strikes. I got a beautiful view to it, man. To the southwest, right through the front window. There's these cloud to ground strikes that you can see.
There's electricity in both radios.
Yeah, there's some big strikes and they're not all that far away. I don't have a weather map up right at the moment, but man, what a pretty active electrically out there. I even see it to the, I'd be to the west and to the north. Just moving through over out here, I don't know, Southfield or something, I don't know.
Supposed to be getting 50 mile an hour winds and penny size hail, WRZT 820.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, time.
Alright, Scam, I'm almost here, and I'm going to start getting noisier anyhow right after this little get off Walton. So later, have a good...
WSHF, 5-6...
Mr. Haney, WSHF 567 WRZT 820.
What?
Hey man, pull up the weather map. It's looks like a massive storm went through the north of us, but looks like we're just kind of catching some breakoff stuff, kind of coming below it.
Yo.
All right. Sorry, what's that? Hey Sam, you want to repeat that last transmission?
WSEU 202, good morning.
WYOWB 489 over standby.
Yeah. WXIJ839 listening.
What's going on there, Don? WRWB 49.
Oh, not much. Just hanging out at the park. I'm sure you can hear the train in the background.
I can hear the train back in the, off in the distance there. Yep. Yeah, it's a nice day out today, man. I'm just dropping somebody off at their appointment here, so just figured I'd give you a shout out there.
Anytime. My radio's usually on, unless I'm sleeping. But yeah, I'm glad you came back, no doubt about it. It's definitely a wonderful day out here, nobody's bothering me, the weather is great, and no rain yet, so it's all good.
Yep, yeah, that's always a good thing, you know, no hecklers, you know, and no wardens, and no prison guards that the hawk you at the door.
Yep, exactly.
Like every one of those places I've worked in, and I still currently work in, they're all the same. Same type of people, same type of, building, maintenance and staff, same type of people. It's like, oh my Lord.
Oh yeah. They got all new people again. And, well, I don't have to say anything new, as you know.
Oh yeah, as a matter of fact, the one I work at, they fired two people for, double dipping. You know, somehow they just couldn't keep their hands out of the cookie jar. Well, now they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I got to go, so I will catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be clear on your final.
All right, you have yourself a great afternoon, and try to stay dry. 73, and God bless, my friend. WSIJ839.
URWB 49, have a good day. WSHF 567 told you so.
We heard you there, Sam. All right, we'll catch you both later. Be clear.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSLB 658. I didn't catch that call sign, but I got you out there.
WRNW 329. Name's Tim here. Just trying my hand out, dog. I'm close to a repeater, but how's this thing sounding?
Yeah, roger that, Tim 329. This is WSLB 658. That little handheld sounds real good. Got good modulation. I'm in Dearborn, so I don't know where you're at, but sounds real good. Come back and I'll tell you how many bars I got on my meter.
Okay, you're in Dearborn. You're quite a ways away, and I'm over here in Clinton Township. I'm not there. I'm about a couple miles from the repeater.
Yeah, I copy that, Tim. Well, you got me with seven bars on my meter. So yeah, it sounds real good and clear for a little walkie-talkie, no doubt. My walkie-talkie, I got a little island right of it. It won't even hit this repeater we're on. I'm on an Ocean KG9-1000 plus base station.
Okay, yeah, that's a nice radio. And you say you're in Dearborn, that's quite a kick from where you are. If you get your antenna up high enough and you get a clear shot, I guess you can make the trip okay.
Yeah, I copy that, right between Warren and Tireman. And I'm just on a little Midland 6 VP gain magnet mount antenna that I got stuck on a bake pan near one of my windows, so it's definitely doing its thing.
Oh yeah, it's definitely working for you. I have trouble on my mobile when I get close to the downtown area, Detroit area, downtown. I got trouble hitting this Mount Clemens repeater. I got a 50-watt radio, so maybe I'll have to check that radio out and put it on the meter and see what's actually going on with it.
I think this 50-watt radio and having this mobile antenna definitely helps me out, because I cannot make it this Mount Clemens repeater with my walkie-talkie, that's for sure. I can't even make the Melvindale one with that walkie-talkie. But the Detroit 600, I'd make that one easy on the walkie-talkie.
Okay, I copy that. Well, I haven't had this I had it about a month now, but kind of playing with some digital stuff on it a little bit, and got that going. So I didn't have all the GMRS programmed in, so I had to program one of those in to see if it even worked. I guess it's doing working okay for me.
Yeah, it sounds antenna great over this way. What kind of radio is that?
That's a Bofang UV-32.
Copy that on the Bofang. Yeah, I got me a Bofang UV-5R, like little, I guess, tri-band radio. Got the different stuff, yeah. But for GMRS, I prefer this dedicated. It's easier just going the GMRS radio. It already comes with the channels programmed in it. It's easier to get those repeaters in there.
Oh yeah, I got one of those. I'm trying to think of it. I got a GMRS handheld, came programmed, but I had to put the offsets in there. But I can't think of the name of it right offhand, but it's just strictly GMRS. It's a real good radio. It puts out a real good signal. And with a little I got a short antenna on it, but it works pretty good, but I already used that one. I was playing on the 2-meter 440 and stuff, so.
WSAX 473.
I heard someone else starting to come in there. I was just starting to press up my button. I heard the last 7-3, call sign something 7-3. I was starting to key up. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Just wanted to jump in here for a second. Hey, it's WSAX 473. Tim, I guess Claude and I are wondering why we're not hearing you on HF yet.
I've been on there a little bit, off and on, only on the 10-meter.
Come on, man. You got to bump it up a notch. You're one step behind me now. I just got mine December.
Yeah, I probably need to hit the study app a little bit more, and then I can probably do it. I've just been busy. You must be on your way in, are you?
Yeah, unfortunately. Hey, that study app you use, do you use the ham study?
Yeah, it's that ham study app. It works pretty good. It's a pretty good app.
Yeah, that's a very good app. What I would recommend, don't take them tests yet. Just keep reading the question and the answer only. To where, you know, there's a setting in there where you just see the question and you see the answer. And then when you're all get there, remember that, then you can take the test.
Yeah, that's probably the better way to do it. Before I was taking the test, you had 30, 50, keep doing it until they all came up. And I went and tried it and made it. So, yeah, but just the answer to the test sounds like a better program.
Yeah, I definitely like it. It got me past. I ended up, I got an ICOM now, 7300. I just picked up a ACOM 1010 amplifier and a couple other things like yesterday.
All right, I copy that. Well, I picked up some antennas. I didn't pay a whole lot for it. I know for sure I got 3 or 4 antennas. For sure, one's a set of beams. It's quick for the 10-meter. I got to put the other ones back together and put a meter on them to see what frequencies they're covering. They're pretty big.
Now you need a big amp to go with it. I got a couple different ones. I got a N-Fed half wave I threw up there from my antenna. Then I got a E5RV and a DS6. I can't remember what that is. They're not all up yet, but we'll see. I'm getting a little extreme with all these antennas, though.
That's the only thing about it. The HF world gets into the wallet deep.
Yeah, deep, and you need deep pockets. I know, man, I was rough yesterday. I almost got, it's a Yaesu, what was that one? FTTX 101. It was wicked. It's awesome. It was $3,000, so I didn't end up doing that.
Well, that ain't no problem. A couple of Saturdays and Sundays, and don't tell the wife, you're good to go.
Well, it was rough with this amplifier. The amp, I got a good deal on. I mean, you know, it's weird. It's only 800 watts. It's a 4CX802. And ACOM, they still sell them. I guess they're going for about $3,500. So with that, I've got a 35-amp power supply, a couple other things. Paid $1,500 for all of it. And that the amp was only, like, used for 2 months, very lightly.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal. Sounds like a real good deal.
I was going to get that one from Claude, that AL-82, but I just realized it's only 220, and that would be a little rough for me, like if I want to change the area. And then, I don't know, I might, maybe that's next year if you still have it, but still got that big amp.
220, yeah, then you got to go into your box and put some more wires and plugs in your truck to run it.
Yeah, the only problem is getting all that to the second floor.
Yeah, you don't want to tear up nothing. If you run a wire, you have to, that would be a little rough. Put it in the garage would be easy.
Did they have to do today? Because I got a text that said nobody's working today. But I
might have sent day shift over around 9, 10 o'clock. And I guess afternoon's got the robo-call.
Yeah, it was definitely a robo-call. They run out of parts or something?
I believe that's what it is. I'm not positive, but I think it was parts issues, or I did hear orders. They only had so many orders.
Oh, that's not a good order, but, what? I don't know.
Must be getting on the edge of that repeater. You're getting a little staticky.
Let me switch over, see if for some reason that hasn't been working.
There's another gentleman out there I was talking to. Hope I didn't mean to leave him hanging. He's still out there, hopefully.
Yeah, for some reason, the Detroit repeater's not hooking up, so it keys up, but it's, I don't think they're linked or something.
They're not linked because of the, QRM incident the other day.
You guys, sorry about the interruption there. I'll let you...
Okay, maybe I'll catch you a little later. Maybe I'll catch you from work later on. I'll have the radio on. I'm not sure if you still got your set up with you at work. I'll catch you a little later. Definitely not making you out now. So we'll catch you a little later. WRW 329.
On the very edge of the repeater, afternoon time there, Tim, from WRWB 49.
Good afternoon to you, Mike. Nice day out, but it looks like you got some rain moving.
It looks pretty, cloudy up here. I'm just up here by 26 and, where am I going here? Oh, 26 and Van Dyke.
Okay, I was not, supposed to be around 4:30, between 4:30 and 5. Supposed to be there, coming through, so. Thought about getting on that motorcycle and get a little ride in, but I'm scared of getting wet and mess my hair up.
You don't want to do that.
If I go a couple of blocks, It's coming from the west, southwest, so you actually see it moving in.
They said something about rain and then thunderstorms and stuff like that, so we'll have to see, you know.
I thought we were going to get pretty hit pretty hard yesterday, but just rained. Well, it did rain a little bit, but it didn't last long at all.
Oh, not much. Came down.
Well, if I don't get the bike on a little scooter, I got some antennas in here I got to play with and see what bands they covered. Some of them pretty big. Put the meter on them and see what the coverage is on some of the bands. I got to get a tower put up eventually.
I haven't heard you in the mornings. I figured maybe you probably must go in a lot earlier before we get up.
Well, the last couple of days I've been out there, but all last week I was going in early, 4 early. So I was on the road at 1 in the morning, pretty quiet out there in the morning.
Copy. Yeah. The repeaters, they were linked up until, last week. And I mean, I don't have to explain it. It's pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah, I was in the garage on Saturday, and I was doing some work in the garage here, and it was on, but I heard it, the old microphone is getting pretty hot.
So you already know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Mine's always on, but I don't know. I don't key up all the time, but I'm always out there. It's definitely, I don't drive without it on.
Figure, you know, what a way to tell on yourself without knowing you just told on yourself. Anyways. But, I'm just up here, in the northern half of Macomb County here, and it's a little hazy.
Yeah, the more I look at it, it's getting grayer and grayer. It looks like, I'll take another look at the map here. I said, maybe I can just ride to the store. Then I can say I had a little ride in. I can't wait for this weather to clear up and I can get a little cruising in.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, just moseying my way back. You know, drop my one person off here and go to my next assignment. So.
All right, I copy that. Well, it ain't raining yet anyway, so not too hard to maneuver in the traffic, I guess. The rain starts coming down, then it makes it a little more crazier, I guess. People drive faster. There was another gentleman I was out there talking to. I think he said he's in Dearborn. I don't know if he's still out there or not.
If he's coming from Dearborn, making it in, and that means he's got some good trophic spirit gusting going on.
Yeah, he was sounding pretty good over here. I'm surprised. When I get downtown, it seems like I have a rough time. And like this morning when I got to work, I hear that talking this morning, but it wasn't even moving my meter at all. And I actually had to turn my squelch off, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to ground that radio. I just got to plug in a cigarette lighter, and I got a magnet mount, so it's not an actual grounded radio. I don't know how well it's going to ground through the plug, cigarette lighter plug.
Mine is. It's just a cigarette plug and a quad band, dual band antenna on the roof with just a cheap mag mount, and I must be getting in pretty good up here in the northern half. Sure hearing me.
Oh yeah, I got you full bars of my radio here. I don't know. I got a good antenna that I bought. It's I think it's Diamond, a 2x4 jack told me about it. It wasn't even real cheap, and I bought a good magnum out for it. Stays on the roof in the strong wind, so I'm happy with it. When I get out there, I don't know, maybe it's just the weather. I don't know.
I got up there a cheap diamond antenna, or the one that came with the radio, and then the cheap mag mount, you know, that I... Yeah, well, you get what you pay for anyway. I mean, it works, but sometimes, you know, you go a little too fast down the freeway. Well, there it goes. You gotta pull over and put it back up.
Well, the one I got, I think it's about... I want to say it's about 18 inches tall, and it's a pretty heavy antenna. But I got a big magnet mount on it. It flexes on the magnet, so I guess that stops it from tipping over. It's not stiff. Even in the high winds, I've looked through my sunroof, not even moving really. So I'm lucky so far. It hasn't flew off yet.
You are WB49. Now, I had to... At least a few times I had to go up there and put it back up, you know, because the wind knocked it over.
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, I think what I might have to do, I might do that now. I'm going to have to go in that. I think I'm going to run a ground wire somewhere, ground it to the radio underneath the dash, and see if that helps out any.
Yeah, whatever helps, you know. But, I mean, a new way to work, when we do park in that parking lot, we still hear you. You know, you get in pretty good.
Yeah, I normally park in the same spot, but, say, this morning, so I had to turn the squelch right off. I had no bars on the meter, but I could hear you guys talking this morning, so I don't know. I'll try it out. I've always been... In the back of my mind, I need to ground that radio somehow. It might help it out a bit.
Yep, copy that.
All right, Mike, we'll cut you loose for now. And I'll be out here for a bit. I'm going to just in the garage. I'm going to mess around here. I don't know. The sky is not looking good, so I don't think I'm going to get on the bike. But I got some antennas and stuff I'm going to play with. Maybe I'll throw a ground wire on that radio.
There you go. All right, we'll catch you in a little while there. WRWB49, and then we'll be standing by. Unless you out here, Charlie.
All right, Mike, catch you a little later. WRNW329, I'm clear for now.
We'll see you. WSBT 754, you got your radio on WRWB 49.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm just moving along across 26 mile here.
Yeah, just got out, man, and be popping along 13 mile right now.
Just passing by this state hotel here at 26 and I-94. You know, the minimum security hotel.
Oh yeah, I know where you're at. Yeah, it looks like they're going to start road work here on 13 starting tomorrow, so I believe I'll be running up to 16 mile and across starting tomorrow for a while.
Yeah, you were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, that's kind of suck.
Yeah, they did 13 and Grossback while Utica Road there. last year. Took them all summer, man. Holy moly. I have no idea what they're going to do, but I'm sure it'll be down to one lane both ways, so it'll be a nightmare, man. I'll just take 16 mile.
Yeah, what are you going to do, you know? It's going to be like this all summer long.
All summer, every summer. I don't know. One of these days they're going to find a way to build a road and it's going to last.
The problem is they keep hiring the lowest bidder, right? And you know how that works out. Just ask John Carlo.
Yeah, I think they're still rebuilding his junk.
They are. I mean, Hall Road was like the biggest one they had to rip up and redo.
Fortunately, though, once you catch the light on Grossbeck, once you get in time with them, it runs pretty good, and then 16-mile blazes across. Everybody flies across that.
Yep, that's true. I'm probably dropping out here, but, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just making my way on the freeway now. Well, no, this guy's going to get on at 30. There you go. That makes sense.
I can't stand those kinds of people. It's like, come on, man. It's like, get it going. Pull it out of your, foot.
I think I got a good pocket of traffic anyway. A couple of big trucks tying everything up. Everybody doing the crisscross back and forth. I love this.
I hear you there, man. Thank God I'm not driving the car. And I'm at my work here, so I will talk to my later.
All right, Mike. I'll catch you in the morning, man. WSBT 754.
Catch you later there, Charlie. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WS, FF, 330 mobile.
WRVV 690. WRVV 690. WRVV 690 clear.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, this is WSGT 772, Shelby Township, we're clear.
Good afternoon, this is Chris. I will be monitoring call time WSMF 861.
Good evening, everybody. This is WCT257, I'm in mobile and monitoring. Someone's got a door ajar and a dead key.
WSIJ 839, listening.
WSIJ
WSMF 861 David. This is WSMF 861 Chris. Do you hear me? Mic check.
I hear ya. Loud and clear.